Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Don't see a kid in a hot car. Do what you have to do to save the kids.
I'm going to hit you upside the head with those drumsticks.
Why?
Because last time they ran that, and I said that I would break a window. You gave me a lot of crap about it.
Well, you're going to get sued because you damaged somebody's property. You're probably going to go to jail because you like vandalized the window. But you're going to save a life, so you'll feel good while you're in jail.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to feel good while you're in jail. I'm pretty sure of that. We do need to talk some football as well.
Yes.
You know, we'll do it in a minute. We're going to talk a little BKFC coming to Denver. When was the last time you were in Denver?
I was there. Well, I flew in for the Bare Knuckle at Montana. We flew into Denver and stayed at a one-day layover. But before that, it was probably the UFC 25th anniversary with you and Dan Severin, Matt Hughes, Shannon the Cannon. That's when Shannon the Cannon confronted me about my mohawk. And you remember, he like came up to me and he's like, let me see the mohawk. He made me take my hat off. And I was like, I don't know this man. And he's like checking to see if I was worthy of wearing a donning a mohawk. Because you can't just have a mohawk. You have to earn a mohawk.
That's not true.
That's part of the circle of trust.
No, now you're involved in
and I was circles. And I was dubbed by Shannon the Cannon, Rich, that I am a mohawk candidate worthy of wearing a red mohawk.
And what gives Shannon the authority to welcome you into the circle of nothing?
Because he has the bare-knuckle record of number of fights in a career, and he's a bad dude, and he has a blonde mohawk. And if he said it was good to go, I feel good about having it.
So you'll believe anybody.
And then Dan Severin interviewed me.
No, it's because they needed, you know, to fill some time.
But you were there. You saw it.
I didn't see it.
You were there.
I was in Denver. I was in the hotel. You claimed that they interviewed you. You walked around a corner. I didn't follow you because I didn't care. You know, I had no interest in listening, watching, or seeing if you were even telling the truth. You could be telling the biggest story.
I was there.
And there is absolutely no way that we would know.
I have a video of it. They sent me the full production after they aired it. I'm pretty much a star. Now I got to start a new circle.
Good.
It's like the Olympic rings over here. I got like different circles connecting to other circles. And then the country boy can't survive walked out himself. Matt Hughes was in person. Like, it was awesome to see him.
It's always good to see Matt.
It's always great.
Matt's a good dude.
Great guy.
I miss those days. Not the days of him being a good dude, because he's
well, wasn't the Ferguson, like, Nate Diaz kind of reminiscent of that old school UFC?
Except for the gimmicks.
Yeah.
The gimmicks.
Right.
You know,
taking the break in the middle.
Yeah, Ferguson laying down like he was Nick.
Right.
When Nick fought Anderson.
Right.
It was, and it was funny because as I saw him doing it, and then when I saw Nate kind of lean up on the, I'm thinking to myself, I said, self, how are you going to handle this? Are you going to, and I did like it.
Now, what if Nate would have pulled out a smoke and like out of his shorts and he would have lit up? I mean, cause like T.O., like he had popcorn in the goalpost and he had Sharpies and
he had cell phones.
But what if Nate would have pulled out a stogie or a joint and lit it up right there for the world to see?
No, it would be stupid. It would be stupid.
Iconic.
You are stupid. All right. We've talked in Denver.
Yes.
We're talking BKFC going to Denver.
The
BKFC 31. I'm still trying to work on it. I'm still trying to get there. And as the card is getting stacked and more stacked, Richmond is on it. I just saw Crystal's on it.
Yeah, Crystal Pittman.
And then I happened to be on Facebook the other day because I didn't know. You know, nobody sends me anything anymore.
It's true.
But
You're outside the circle.
I am outside the circle. you don't know how true that is. But I'm on Facebook, and I happened to see a post, and that particular person is our next guest. Friend of mine, we've been friends a long time, will also be in the Squared Circle in Denver, Chris Camozzi. Chris, how are you?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate it. So, you know, I know that we've talked since, but I was kind of thrown back when I saw it. How did this whole thing go down to now you're going to toe the line in Denver in a couple weeks?
Oh, man. Well, do you guys hear an echo, or is that just mine?
We don't, but yeah. You probably do. Our station got hit by lightning a couple days ago, so we still
indeed
have some issues.
Okay. Well, yeah. Man, look, first off, I'd love to fight. I've been fighting forever. And when BKFC first came out, I was a huge fan, and I was like, man, that looks fun. So, yeah, basically, I saw they were coming to Denver. We'd been in talks a little bit, and I just decided, let's do it. Let's pull the trigger, and let's have some fun and do this.
And I know when BKFC first started, and, you know, I would ask a lot of fighters as they were first starting to transition over from MMA to bare knuckle and, you know, past all the obvious. How is training different? How will it be different? Like, I saw a photo where you said you just got through sparring. How do you spar bare knuckle?
Oh, I don't spar bare knuckle. I mean, even before the puppy MMA gloves came out, we never used to spar with small MMA gloves. I just train with boxing gloves, and I can make the adjustments. Like I said, I've done this so long that it doesn't really seem to bother me.
So Chris, I got a question for you, and it's not bare knuckle related, but I'm on Wikipedia. I'm looking up your history, and it says that you're ranked a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Now, locally, Todd Bowles, our head coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, recently went and finished his college education, got his diploma. Is this something like in the Jiu-Jitsu? Like, do you have aspirations to continue on to become a black belt? Is that important to you for like that title or that status?
That's old, so I am a black belt, actually. Yeah.
You are. Well, we got to update Wikipedia.
Could you please update Wikipedia?
What year was this published then?
Wow. Leave it to Matt, Chris. I apologize.
Dang, I'm sorry, Chris. Wikipedia is wrong.
That's shocking.
Yeah, you better get it right.
What do you know about your opponent, and does it even matter? Do you even care to know anything about?
You know, I know him a little bit. He was on The Ultimate Fighter with friends of mine like Zach Cummings and Gilbert Smith. Gilbert Smith fought him in the UFC, and I was actually Gilbert's training partner for that. So it's a small circle, and I've seen him fight before, but not a ton.
What is it about bare knuckle that interests you, or is it just you love to fight and it's just another, you know, avenue to go and do what you love?
Man, I look at it like this. So I've done MMA for 16 years. I did kickboxing with Glory for a few years. This is another chance for me to do another style of fighting before I decide to hang it up. I was going to say hang the gloves up, but there's no gloves.
You know, what's funny is when bare knuckle first started and I started getting the fighters on, and I had David Feldman on a regular basis, and I would ask a lot of the fighters, how many times have you been asked about the gloves when you fight bare knuckle? And they would tell me that people would ask, so what kind of gloves are you wearing? Has anybody asked you that, or are we now, you know, all, what, two and a half years in, we're past that?
No, people still ask. They're like, wait, so there's no gloves? Is there elbows? Is there ground? They want to know if it's MMA. Even though it's called bare knuckle boxing, I still get the question.
Well, I always thought it was odd that the Bare Knuckle Hall of Fame had commemorative gloves made for bare knuckle, and they were boxing gloves. And I was like, oh, they should do like a different, you know, medallion or something.
That is true. Chris, with bare knuckle being in Denver in a couple weeks, most people have been in a quote-unquote fist fight, which this really isn't. This is bare knuckle boxing. How different is it from just being in a fist fight to now boxing bare knuckle?
I mean, I guess we're going to find out.
No. Hold on a second. Hold on. We're not going to find out. You're going to find out.
Yeah. So I say this to everybody. I'm like, man, it's not the first time I've punched somebody with a bare fist. It's not the first time I've been punched with one. You know, just like most of the guys in fighting, we've all been in fights outside. I think it's obviously a little bit more technical than being in like a bar or out on the street. But here's the thing. We trained to do this. I've trained to do this forever. I don't go into MMA fights thinking like, oh, thank God he's got a 4-ounce glove on. All that really does is protect your hand. It doesn't really protect your face, other than cuts.
See, that's the biggest thing that I have noticed in bare knuckle fighting, that there are some fighters that do try to be technical, that do try to throw to the body. Matt, you and I have talked about this. And there's still a lot of fighters that I think they just think it's a street fight and they're out there just throwing, not being strategic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's different styles to it, you know. I think we're seeing a lot of the smoother boxers maybe not do as well, because that brawling style is tough to deal with if you're trying to dance around and pick your shots. But I think there's a happy medium in there.
What have you been doing? What have you been up to since last time we talked? I believe the last time we talked, you were in like a 4.5 month quarantine. I'm being a little sarcastic.
Yeah, I was in quarantine for PFL. You know, I haven't fought since my last fight with PFL about a year ago, a little more than a year ago. I've just been training, you know. I still love this, so I do it all the time. But I have a full-time job, too, and I love staying busy, man. I teach at my gym, got the job, I got my app. Always trying to make that money. But I still love fighting and miss it, so I was like, let's get back in there.
What's the app, Chris?
What'd you say?
What's the app? What does the app do?
Oh, I have my own app. It's called Jiu-Jitsu on the Go. It started out with just Jiu-Jitsu, but now we have striking on there, wrestling. There's some MMA stuff. It's an app where you can learn from anywhere. You can download videos.
Oh, I need that. I have a big fight coming up.
Yeah, he definitely needs this, Chris.
I need this. I have to fight a world champion in David Vieira in 2 months. I've got 2 months to sharpen my Jiu-Jitsu skills.
Oh, really? Where is this going to be at?
It's going to be here in the Tampa Bay area. David just came back from Brazil. He used to train me when I was much younger. He just came back, and Matt has a really big mouth, and he's been running his mouth. And so he challenged the guy who just won the world title in Vegas a couple of weeks ago.
In the Masters.
And yeah, in the Masters. And they're going to have a grappling match when he opens his gym in about 6 weeks.
Oh, I love it. You're opening your own gym?
No. David Vieira is opening his gym.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's going to be like a 30-40 second hilarious thing that we're going to watch.
But Jiu-Jitsu on the Jiu-Jitsu on the Go is amazing. I just got a grappling dummy for my garage, my home gym, and I could use the skills, man. I'm going to log on.
What's the app? You know, what's the name of it?
It's Jiu-Jitsu on the Go.
Okay. Not that you need it, but we'll push it on the national show, and, you know, we'll check it out.
I'm going to check it out right now.
We'll get some people to sign up.
No, we always need it. We just switched platforms, so it should be a lot smoother. And we've got instructors from all over the world on there. It's not just me teaching. We've got guys like Taiki, so many high-level people on there. It's an awesome library of content for anybody that wants to learn from day one to being a professional.
Later on, you know, when the show's over, after you get training, you know, get done training and everything, I'll give you a holler, and we'll start running some commercials on the show for it.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll plug it, and we'll let more people, you know, one more person knows about it. You know, that's a benefit.
Now my brown belt question sounds really stupid right now.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry about that, Chris. That was my bad.
Which is awesome. Well, no, I mean, I'm still working on, you know, trying to get out there in Denver for the fight. I'd love to see you. I can't wait. You know, for you to get in there and toe the line. I know it'll be a lot of fun for you. And stay in touch. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. And once I get confirmation, I'll give you a call so you can tell us, you know, where to go hit up for food, or, you know, maybe even stop by for a workout at the gym.
Yeah, absolutely. My corporate studios is in Denver, so we can train there.
We'll do it. All right, Chris, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, guys.
Awesome, man.
Chris Camozzi goes back to UFC days. Yeah,
David Vieira's in trouble.
Why do you believe
just on the Go?
Why do you believe anything that's on WIKI?
Well, because it's Wikipedia. News is pretty good. I mean, Wikipedia's a credible site as long as you pay to keep it funded, and they always ask for donations.
I think you will be extremely surprised when you go to Jiu-Jitsu on the Go, and the first Jiu-Jitsu guy that comes up will be David Vieira.
Oh, it's going to suck because when I log in, I'll probably get tapped out.
Yeah, exactly. But we will. We'll have Chris voice the commercial.
That's so cool. I'm absolutely going to download this app, like, no question. And David's in trouble, man. I got a grappling dummy. I have stupid belief in myself. I have a ring of honor. I have three knights that are going to go with me. I have drumsticks. I have a 7-foot-tall guy with drumsticks. I have suits of armor.
I can't wait to watch this. I truly can't. And you know, I know that you're stupid and crazy enough to, A, do it.
Oh, I'm absolutely doing it.
I know that you're, A, stupid enough and crazy enough to
believe I can do it.
Well, I don't even think you believe it.
I believe I can.
I don't.
I believe,
honestly,
I can fly.
You'll be flying,
I
all right.
Believe I can touch the sky.
Do we need to set up with my tattoo guy?
No. Well, here's the thing. I've got life insurance. I have nothing to lose at this point.
Well, no, you're going to have a problem.
Well, I don't want to lose the radio show.
Well, no. Hold on a second. When you legally change your name, your life insurance is gone.
Is it really?
Right? Yeah. Because the
man, I got to change my life insurance.
The life insurance is under Matt McGugan.
What's my new name going to be? Jihadi something?
I forget what it is, but it's...
Jitsu Master.
No, it's Brave Loser.
But in Nigerian, it's called Jitsu Master.
No, in Nigerian, it's Brave Loser. Is what it is. I think it was Swahili that we found it. Good stuff.
Awesome.
But yeah, jiu-jitsu on demand. I wonder if Dr.
Jiu-jitsu
Phil...
Jiu-jitsu on the go.
On the go. Because Dr. Phil is doctor on demand. Which is similar. It's the doctors, only this is jiu-jitsu
stuff. And when we're in Denver, we could actually go get tattoos. Mike Nichols from Ultimate Fighter Season 3.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
He owns a tattoo. So Twisted Soul. I think it's Twisted
Soul.
I'm
not getting a tattoo. But I want to know how soon... And you're going to say this on national radio right now. How soon after your defeat will you go down to the courthouse and get it changed?
Oh, I'll go probably in the next term policy, 12, 13 years, 14, 22 years.
No.
Carry the one.
This all needs to be.
I'll do it right away.
I'm going to bring my lawyer over, and this is going to be drawn up legally.
Okay, I'll be the Jitsu Master. You can call me Jitsu Master.
If you win, I'll call you anything you want.
Call me Touchy Feely?
I'll call you anything you want.
Did you see Touchy Feely's great fight he had? He looked good out there.
Yeah,
a little emotional
after.
Yeah, he had lost a son, lost a baby in the training camp, and talked about it, how you have no idea what these guys go through in their real life, going through a fight camp and staying focused and to get the victory. And It was an awesome moment to see, and so raw and open.
And I'm normally the guy, I don't care what's going on in your personal life, but you're right. There are things, like when an athlete misses weight, well, there was things going on in my personal life. Well, first, I've always said it doesn't matter.
Right.
Your job is to make weight.
Sure.
But there are things. And that wasn't the only tragedy of the week. I don't know if you recall, but Damian Jackson also lost his brother that week. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see that, no.
Crazy quick. It was ugly. He beat my fellow Philadelphian, Sabatini, and he beat him pretty handedly. Well, how about this? The story was so emotional, and he broke down and cried after, and his family was in the stands. It was at the Apex, and he kind of apologized for breaking down, and Cormier's like, I want to hug you, man, and he didn't, and blah, 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 blah. Well, next week, my right-hand man and I, Steve and I are going to Dallas for Scorpion's number 2 for me, number 3 for him of this tour. And we are taking Damian with us.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so Damian is going to go with us. He's going to hang backstage with us, as well as we're getting
take this with you so you can
a little VIP tour of AT&T Stadium.
Go ahead and dub him into the circle.
I'm going to dub you over the head with that in your
eyeball.
Just
take this on the plane. It's not a weapon. It's a sword. It's a dubbing material.
Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. I can't wait to order.
We got 4 people in the circle already.
No,
this thing's growing. I'm going to need a bus.
The Partridge Family bus. All right, we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service,
and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back with you live from Tournament de Pizza. What's today's special?
I don't know.
Do you guys just wing it?
Yeah, we wing it.
So if somebody comes in and says, I don't like the special, I want this, that's the new
special?
Yeah,
we make them custom stuff. Like, you know, we have everything available. Just you want chicken salad or...
Yeah, filet mignon?
Not.
You said you have everything available.
Not official steak.
Like we have, unofficial? Yeah. What's an unofficial steak?
It's more like hamburger patties flattened. But we could turn it into a steak. We could shape it. Moldable.
You did make a burger once that was decent.
It's actually pretty
good. Like crispy.
Yeah, like a flat burger. Like
yeah,
a
I don't know what you did. I don't know how you did that, but...
Might turn into a Brazilian steakhouse. You know, now that Jose Aldo's retired, maybe he'll come and run my churrascaria.
Well, he's retired from MMA.
Well, he doesn't... Well, you think he's not going to work doing anything else?
No, he might do something
He'd
else.
Come here and run a Brazilian steakhouse night.
Not here.
Why?
Because there's a good one in Tampa. Why would you come here with a good one in Tampa?
But he calls himself the king of Brazil or something, right? The goat of Brazil.
No, that's David Vieira.
That's not what Jose Aldo said.
That's David Vieira.
Set up the super fight.
I'll take David Vieira.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Jose Aldo?
Yeah.
I think Anderson Silva is better than both those guys.
In what?
In everything.
I'll take David Vieira in a jiu-jitsu.
He's better in boxing. He beat Chavez. He's going to beat Jake Paul. He's going to beat everybody in the world.
And what's the other Paul?
Logan.
Logan's going to become the WWE champion.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Did you see the AEW pizza guy?
I don't watch AEW.
Luigi, the pizza guy, and he dropped the elbow and and he got a contract. He's a pizza guy. He's from Austin, Texas. Makes pizzas. And now pizza is in the forefront of entertainment.
That's disrespectful.
Who do you think started all that?
That's disrespectful.
This guy. I've been delivering ass whoopings for 18 years. These guys are going to steal my thunder.
That's disrespectful, that Luigi dude.
I want to fight him. I want to fight him. I'm here calling him out now. Celebrity boxing. Put him in the ring. I'll take that fight. Come on, Luigi. That pizza guy. Man, I'm undefeated in pizza shop. I'm fighting crackheads and drunks and idiots like trying to rob me. There's knives. And I ain't never lost.
You've never lost a fight in the pizzeria.
I ain't never lost in the kitchen. I've dragged three people out unconscious. One in Denver, two.
I may have to set somebody up.
Set this up.
I'm going to set you up.
I'm going to knock this dude so hard. Man, I'm going to hit him so hard.
I'm going to have somebody break in when you're here alone.
This guy would leave the pizza industry after I'm done with him.
You told me he's like 4 feet tall.
I don't know. He's like a skinny little pizza guy. I don't think he's really Italian. He's not even Italian.
But isn't that disrespectful to talk that way?
Yeah, he's not even Italian.
So it's a gimmick.
And why are people afraid of Italians? We're like 5'6". Can't be afraid of Italians.
But, yeah, Jose Aldo retiring from MMA asked for, I guess, his release. I guess he had more fights on the card.
Chasing that bag, getting that retirement money.
Well, what is he going to go do if he doesn't fight?
He's going to run Churrascaria here.
No, he's not.
Well, we could do a Brazilian steakhouse pizza place.
I've been to one.
In Brazil, they do it like a rodizio.
Yeah.
And you sit down, and the pizza comes around to you, and they serve little slivers.
Yeah.
Then they take ice cream.
Ice cream.
They melt it.
Yeah.
They freeze it. Yeah. Then they cut it in little slivers. Yeah. They throw it on the stone for like literally 10 seconds. And then they serve you hot pizza crust
with melted
ice cream.
Why are you looking at the fans in the
crowd? It's so good.
It is good.
So I got to do it.
It is good. We had it in Rio.
I know.
And like I said earlier, and no, you are not invited, I have asked your sensei, David Vieira, after he whoops your butt, to go back to Rio the end of January when the UFC returns to Rio.
Let's go.
What's this Latin?
I'm Brazilian.
I thought you were French.
I have the tattoo. Oh, yeah, I'm French, too.
Right.
I got to get another tattoo. I just get a tattoo from everywhere that I've been. I need a Statue of Liberty. I need all kinds.
What kind of French tattoo would you get? I run away.
No, it's like a baguette.
A baguette.
or a French loaf. Or actually, I could just get fries. Because if you're in France, you don't even call them French fries. They're just fries.
Okay. Well, no UFC this weekend.
I know. It's.
I mean, there's still MMA, but there's no UFC.
It's sad.
Why?
I don't know. I just like it.
Honestly, I sometimes get tired.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm tired of the Apex. I'm like, yeah, I could. I like the T-Mobile last week.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Why?
Because I like the crowd.
Why?
I like the crowd.
The crowd has nothing to do with you sitting at home watching.
But I love the crowd. I love seeing the crowd go nuts. I love the energy of the crowd. I am a hype man, and I love the people.
I am not a crowd guy. I don't like that there's crowds. I think a lot of fans are morons with the woo, even though woo wooed out to Mike Evans after his whole thing. Ric Flair tweeted to Mike Evans.
But we all know you don't have any friends. That's why you don't have...
Hold on a second. Friends has nothing to do...
You have one friend, Tom, from MySpace. It's your only friend you have.
I don't... This has nothing to do with friends.
You don't like people. You don't like crowds. You don't like being around crowds. You don't like lines. You don't like waiting. You don't even wait for the fight to be over to turn in your scorecards. you're on the highway home.
No, that's not how, if you're going to tell a story, you need to tell the story.
Okay, The fight ended. But before they announced the winner.
I was in my car and already gone.
Right. Because you don't like crowds. You don't like lines.
I want to beat everybody out and I want to go. So this is a true story. This happened. So I was known when I was judging in Tampa that the referee would always come to me first after the fight. After every round, because I'm done. Because
your car's running.
My whole thing, and I'm very proud of it, is I didn't think. I knew as soon as that round was over, I'm scoring it. Sometimes you watch some judges and they're thinking for a second. I'm done. I already know. I'm already handed it in. So this is true. It was a close fight. And I didn't know. I only know who I thought, right? And I'm very proud that I only think one time that I judged, I was on the losing side of a split decision, so I was pretty good. So I turned the thing in and I'm gone. I'm like, ding, I'm in the car and I'm on the Howard Franklin, which is the big bridge in the Tampa Bay area that's connecting Hillsborough County to Pinellas County. So I'm on the bridge and I called the referee, who was a friend of mine. I said, I'm just curious who won. Not because I cared who won, because I didn't. Right. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right side, which I was. But that is a true story. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's also why we missed the Rodriguez elbow in the last second.
That is not true.
Because you're on the way to the airport.
That is true. But it's not because I was trying to beat traffic. I was trying to get – I didn't want to be like you a couple years later in Las Vegas because you had to stay and kiss butt and say hi to people. You missed your flight.
Well, it was Tim Sylvia, the former heavyweight champion of the world, and we're watching a Bronx Wanderers concert.
He was sitting behind you. You could have said bye.
I wasn't going to leave that. I was having a great time with the former champ. There's two professional athletes hanging together. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Tim and his wife.
Oh, she's an athlete, too?
Yeah, she's an athlete.
There's three of us.
Well, you're far from and far from a professional athlete. How could you be considered a professional athlete?
I don't mind changing my flight when you have opportunity to hang out with world champions.
Now I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Okay.
Say that again. You didn't mind. You called and cried to me that you couldn't get a flight, that you missed your flight.
Well, I had to work the
and
next day.
And it's going to cost $580-some. I will leave a fight early to not have to spend another $600.
Until Jitsu on the Go came out and I could train anywhere, like, I had to get back. I had to get back to Tampa to train for my upcoming fight. I got a big bout coming up, Randy Harris. I'm a somebody.
Well, first of all, you're a nobody. And second of all, you can train all you want till the cows come home. Seriously.
And what's my name? Ninjutsu Master?
Brave Loser.
Brave Loser. You know, it sounds so much better as Ninjutsu Master. Or something. Yeah. Like Nigerian
The Thugjutsu Master is Eve Edwards.
That is true.
You are the Brave Loser. And you should be happy that I'm allowing the word brave to be incorporated in your new name. Because you're basically a loser. And that's what's going to happen.
But am I the number one loser?
Well, if you're going to be a loser, you want to be the best
champion,
one, right?
Champion. That's what they call me. That's going to be my nickname.
All right. Over or under?
Write that down.
What is your goal? Now, for once, be serious.
My goal is to...
You know you can't win. Seriously.
You don't know they can't win.
No, you can't win.
My strategy is this.
I know you can't win.
My strategy is this. I know from a technique standpoint, I have no chance.
From a talent standpoint.
So what I have to do is I have to bull rush him. I got to use my strength and my power to my advantage. And I have to catch him in something transitioning.
I don't think you can bull rush him.
I have a Hufisfell stone. Do you know what that is?
No.
you can't
hit him over the head with a stone.
So here's the thing. In the strongman competition.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
You know.
Hold on. This is going to take a while, so. Okay, go ahead.
You're not getting endorsed for that. Don't give him plugs. But the Hufisfell stone is a stone they carry in the strongman competitions, kind of like looks like the Tesla symbol.
That's the thing they throw up.
And no, they carry it, and then they pick it up. It's hundreds of pounds, and they walk it across like Buckingham Palace, and they drop it on the queen. Like, you know, but they do it in like the strongman competitions out in like England and like Scotland and like out in like the hills.
They do it in Dunedin. Knucklehead.
they do it up the road. Dunedin on the other side. The town, thank you. But the Hufisfell stone, I actually own one now. It's made by Titan Fitness. Shameless plug. And it works on core strength, grip strength, bear hug strength, and it's essential to jitsu training. Now that I have jitsu on the go, thanks to Chris, I'm going to be training with that. And the Hufisfell stone, I'm going to be training with Caleb Bentnock. He's 330 pounds, and I'm going to start pushing him around before I go train and fight your boy David.
All right, back to the question I asked. Legitimately.
I'm going to catch him in a...
First of all, hold on. You're not catching him in anything.
I'm going to catch him in a... I'm going to do a Mexicana.
You could come in an army tank, and you're not going to catch him in anything. My question to you, how long do you think you will last? Be serious.
I got 2 months to condition, so I think I can at least last... I can at least last the first 30 seconds, no question. I think as he's scrambling to get away from my power, I think I'm going to catch him in like a loose arm or something. Like I'm going to catch him like an Americana, maybe like a Central American Americana.
Central American.
it's not as good as the North American one. It's just like right in the middle, but it's effective.
So 30 seconds, you think? That's your goal, is to survive 30 seconds.
Well, 30 seconds is what I'm going to transition to until I take the victory.
All right, here's my suggestion. If you are going to train for 2 months to last 30 seconds, wouldn't it be better just to go in there like you are a drub now and lose in 15?
Bro, okay, so another guy.
Matt Riddle?
Maybe you've heard of this guy. His name's Usain Bolt. He's my Jamaican brother. We are both GQ Magazine Elite Athletes of the Year 2016. I was April. I think he was February. And he trained his whole life for like 12 seconds of competition.
Right, and he won.
And I'm going to win too.
Can we up the bet?
What do you want to bet now?
What else can we add to the
bet? You can take the restaurant. If I lose, you own Tour de Pizza.
I don't want the restaurant.
Oh, well, you get it.
I don't want it.
Consolation prize.
No, no.
And you got to keep Billy.
Billy is okay. I'll keep Billy.
And he's going to live in your new house. Let him be your roommate next door.
No. All right, how about this? Let's add to it. I want one of the Coca-Cola coolers. I don't care that you can't give it away.
Well, it's not mine.
I don't care.
Coca-Cola.
I don't care. I don't care. That's on you.
It's weird. No. Like, give me something I can give you. I got a bingo machine.
I don't want the bingo machine.
You can, if you can count to 75, you can have it.
I don't want the bingo machine. I want something tangible. I want something, you know, just.
Oh, you have my soul.
Well, I already have that.
That's.
Just having you change your name doesn't do anything for me.
You can own my GNAT.
I don't want that either.
Oh, the GNAT's serious.
I don't want that. I want something. I want something tangible. Something that I want. So what do you have that I want? Because I know you're going to welch. I know you're going to
welch. I'm going to do it.
Everybody knows you're going to welch.
I'm going to do it.
No, you're going to go in.
I'm going to fight him.
First of all, it's not a fight.
I'm going to win.
First of all, it's not a fight.
I'm treating it like a fight. I don't know this guy.
He'll tie one hand behind his back and still beat you. But it's a grappling event.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you
welch. So what do you call a grappling event? It's not a fight? It's not a fight. Competition?
It's a competition.
Okay.
It's not a fight. Because you don't want your face messed up. He'll throw one elbow and you're done. You'll cry. And
oh, now he's an MMA guy?
He is an MMA guy.
Oh, man.
He fought in the UFC.
Oh, I'm undefeated in the UFC.
I know you are.
Did he lose in the UFC? Did he ever lose? Oh, well, there you go. So a guy with a losing record in the UFC fighting against a guy that's got a perfect, unblemished record.
By next week, I want something tangible added to this bet.
Does he have a radio? Is he hearing all this? David.
They are listening.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Nice.
And it was kind of their idea that I get something out of this.
Oh, okay.
You know, all so right. David's going to get the enjoyment of whooping your butt. Then you're going to welch on legally changing your name, which we know you're going to welch. So I want something tangible, something that I want, something that I need.
Fine. If I lose, we can rename the Christ the Redeemer in Rio to the Randy Harris statue.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff. So when we return, minus Matt.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Dale Murphy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot. And stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestalestampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at God Split End Salon at Pinellas Park. Our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Right. Visit Mick for Hair at God Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Really? Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Gafford from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. Week three of your NFL season. I need to get a hold of Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Because we were doing weekly picks with Shamrock.
Oh, that's cool.
So maybe I'll call him and see if about...
Does he still have his Valor fitness or fighting?
I don't think so. Steelers-Browns.
I think you got to go with the Steelers.
Just because of my...
They're dominant. Steel curtains are a real deal.
They're really not. But I'm gonna go with the Steelers just because I don't like arguing with Styles G. White on Facebook anymore.
A dog pound?
Okay.
He got his hair cut. He's like a model now.
Yeah, whatever. Did you see somebody put NFL superstar or NFL legend Styles G. White? I go, huh?
Yeah.
I guess he's doing some writing or something. Still love the guy. Bills, Dolphins, no brainer. Dolphins.
Well, Dolphins will put it on, though.
Yeah.
They got five touchdowns.
Six.
So I was saying, yeah. Tyreek Hill.
So they were interviewing Tyreek Hill, and they said something about six touchdowns, and he said he had no idea. He goes, my boy's balling.
They are balling.
Yeah, I'm still taking the Bills.
Yeah, I think the Bills win, but that's going to be a great game.
Bengals-Jets.
Bengals got to win. They're 0-2, and they lost one to a team with no quarterback. I mean, how do you lose to the Cowboys?
Even with a quarterback, how do you lose to the Cowboys?
Yeah, we should trade them to, like, Central America.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Okay.
Raiders-Titans. Raiders gave that game away. I had some friends that were there. Matter of fact, my buddy Greg Hendrick was there in the Super Suites.
Of course he was.
And yeah, eating lobster
nice. And
venison. He goes, I didn't even realize there was a game going on.
It's good to be the king.
It is. I'm taking the Raiders.
I will.
Titans, just, you know, still. Titans were the number one seed last year.
Yeah.
That's well, last year.
I'll take the Titans just because it's not what you picked.
Saints-Panthers. Saints-Panthers in Charlotte.
I mean, I know you're taking your sister's team.
It's not my sister's team. Yeah. I like the quarterback. I like Baker.
Yeah.
I want the Panthers to do well because of Baker. And, you know, I'm not a team, you know, I'm not a Buck guy, right?
Right.
I mean, I've said that.
Sure.
I mean, I do stuff with the Bucks. I report on the Bucks.
Sure.
I bring players on, you know, just because it's what they do and what I do. But I also hate the New Orleans Saints. I really do. I hate them.
Yeah?
I do. Now, I did cheer for a Saint one time. Okay, twice.
Okay.
Caleb played for the Saints last year.
Yep.
But I remember vividly being in the press box. Saints, Bucks. And a former Buccaneer, Aaron Stecker, who then played. He was the return man for the Saints. And kickoff, it dribbled through his legs. And he returned it for a touchdown.
Wow.
And I sort of cheered under the table and clapped.
Okay.
I was very happy, but it's the last time I've ever been happy with the New Orleans Saints. But you taking the Saints?
Sure.
Okay, figured you would. Ravens-Patriots.
Ooh. In
New England?
I think the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens as well.
Yeah, I think the Ravens won.
Even though I don't know a lot of the details, but my son claims that this is my favorite team and my favorite coach, yet I've yet to see anything about him. But if the stories are true, the Detroit Lions taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
I'll take the Lions.
I'm going to take the Lions because my son says that's my new favorite coach.
Why is that?
Because he's a no-mess-around guy.
And okay.
I guess he was telling me a story that there was a running back who led the Lions all the way down to the goal line. And then he took him out, and he put the starting running back in. You know, he felt it was time for him to take a rest. And according to my son, I do no research, so I'm going with what he told me, that when the running back walked by the head coach, he MF'd him the whole way.
Oh.
And he goes, I like that. I like a guy that wants to be on the field. He wants to perform, wants to. So, yeah. So I think I may become a Detroit Lion fan. Chiefs-Colts. Colts suffered a big one in Jacksonville. Michael Pittman Jr. did not play.
I'm going to go Colts just because I'm like an Indiana guy. And yeah, my favorite player plays on the team.
Who's your favorite player? Do you even know anybody on the team?
Jimmy Harbaugh.
Okay.
All right. The comeback kid.
Okay, whatever.
Is he still around?
Michael Pittman Jr. may or may not play. Michael Pittman Sr. and Michael Pittman Jr. could play, and Kansas City will still win this game. The Texans-Bears.
Look, I got the Bears. They look good last week.
Allegedly.
They started off pretty good.
Yeah, started. Yeah. It's not how you start, but are you writing this down? Or
no, what? No.
You wrote a line like you were going to do it.
No, I have a pornographic memory, though. I don't remember everything you
said. I'm taking the Bears as well. Jaguars-Chargers.
Jaguars-Chargers. I'm going to go with – I don't know anything about either team.
I'll go Chargers. So yeah. you go Jaguars.
Okay.
All right. Rams-Cardinals. Rams-Cardinals. Did you see what happened after the Cardinal-Raider game?
No.
The Raiders finally became the Raiders. The Raider fans finally became Raider fans.
What did they do?
So after Arizona won, Murray, the quarterback of the Cardinals – ran over and was like kind of high-fiving and cheering with some of the Cardinals. And I guess a Raider fan punched him, reached out and like slapped him in the head.
Like old school. Like
the old school Raiders.
Yeah.
So what I want now.
But they're Las Vegas Raiders. Like kind of soft now. They're out in the desert.
Yeah,
like
they're still the
like
Raiders.
Like it's not Oakland. Like Oakland is like gritty and hard and like, you know, but like Las Vegas is kind of like showgirls and stuff.
I believe he's getting banned for life.
Okay. Well.
So where's the rest of the schedule? All right, so Packers Buccaneers. Let's see if what you're going to do here. Packers Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
All right, then only because I want to be.
I'm not a hometown bandwagoner.
Well, you think I am?
I'm just saying that you probably can't go against the Bucs.
I can go against anybody I want.
You're in the locker room. You got credentials. You got to be a raw team.
Not at all.
Really?
That's not what a media person's supposed to be. Now, the Buccaneer defense, I think, is going to handle Aaron Rodgers. I truly do. Even without Mike Evans, I still think this offense is enough. But Green Bay's tough.
No Godwin?
No Godwin. Possibly no Julio
Jones. No
Jones? No Mike Evans.
What about me? I could go.
They just signed a guy, and they've already activated him. You know, he'll play. Josh Wells is got put on the IR, our buddy.
Throw me something. Let me see if I can catch it.
Only because I was going to do whatever opposite you took.
Okay.
But since you took the Packers, I'll take the Bucs. Just
perfect.
Just because. But.
Plus the cheese. I mean, I got a cheese connection to the Green Bay people.
What cheese connection? Just so you're full of cheese?
No, because I make pizza for a living.
But you don't
and I'm
going to
bite the little weed. And then they'll got the elbow and the bite.
49ers, Broncos.
Broncos. Yeah.
You are so wrong.
No, what?
Yes.
No.
The 49ers are going to go on a roll. Jimmy G, you saw the injury to the ankle. Jimmy G, one-year deal. Now he's going to get not one but two bags.
You think so? Oh, yeah, yeah. Now he's going to get paid, but you got Russell Wilson. You got the Maha.
You know where Jimmy G could end up?
Here?
Tampa Bay.
Take over Brady's spot?
Well, Brady, you see, Brady now has wife Wednesdays.
Yeah, he's got a day off.
He gets Wednesdays off.
I need a day off. I got a Brazilian wife. It's not easy.
Yeah,
it's easier to win a Super Bowl than to be married to Brazilians.
I'm not touching.
I need an offensive line to walk in the house.
Cowboys, Giants. The Giants.
I don't know, man. The Cowboys found a way to win, and I don't think Dak is that good. I think the team's better than Dak, and I gotta go with the Cowboys.
I'm gonna go with the Giants
because Mickey D, my boy, huge Cowboy fan.
He is a huge one.
DJ Tony, fresh back from vacation, huge Cowboy fan. And Steve Lene, the greatest limo driver I've ever employed, Cowboy fan. Cowboys for the victory. The dub.
So, in other words, you're a fan. So you are not media. You are not able to, you know, separate friendship from when you do these picks.
It's Central American team. It's the anthem. It's the national team. Central America.
All right.
just like Aaron Judge, going for the record. Hit 60.
Hold on a second. Hold on. And I want to
playing for the Pinstripes, the greatest baseball team of all time.
And that's probably true. But to say he's going for the record, what record?
Well, he's going to hit the most home runs in a season.
No, he's not.
72 is the record.
Yeah,
he's only 12 away.
Yeah, 12 away with 3 days left.
Well,
unless he hits four a game for the next 2 weeks, he's not going to.
Well, if they do it like Bugs Bunny, he could throw like four balls at once.
And a lot of people are not considering the 72, the Barry Bonds, as the record. And I really wanted to argue this.
Because of steroids.
It doesn't matter what. Is it in the record book?
Yeah.
Then shut up. That's the record.
And steroids don't help you hit a ball moving at 100 miles an hour. Like, it doesn't have you with hand-eye coordination. It just helps you with recovery so you can perform and play more frequently, like 162 games in a season.
Or in a week.
That's true. But bring back the Anderstat, the Androstein, like back when the Maguire.
That's what
Sosa
started the whole thing.
Woo! Man, you used to take those Andro poppers and your testosterone will boost. Raw, I'm going to do that. Are we getting drug tested with David Vieira fight?
No.
Am I getting tested?
No.
Oh, he's in trouble now.
No.
Woo! Get me to a pharmacy in Tijuana. I'm going to go load up.
You can do whatever you want. Load up, carb up, whatever you need to do.
Call Silva. Call Anderson. I need what he's on.
I'm not responding to anything.
And Ryan Gordon and all the top guys, they all use.
When I was doing all the fundraising for Ryan Bennett, there was a particular fighter. I won't say his name, but we all know who he is.
It.
No, I'm not
going
to do it. But I'm not saying anything out of line. He wanted to donate for the auction.
Okay.
And I said, I'd love for you to donate. You know, one fighter donated his belt, his WEC belt. You know, we know about the gloves from Randy and Chuck and Tito. And, you know, all in all, everybody was awesome. You know, Matt Serra with his underwear. So this one fighter said, I don't know what to give you. How about if I send you my steroid bottle?
That's amazing.
And I said, no.
Oh,
he goes, I'll mail it to you. I go, no, you're not going to mail me steroids over the state line.
Yeah, it's federal.
Yeah, just federal. Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. I think they should offer medical treatment supervision for all top level athletes in all sport, so it's done safely, because there's so much crap out there in the black market, the steroid world. They should offer medical treatment, because all it is regulation of hormones, anabolic steroids, and everybody that's at the top level has used some form of it at some point. Like, there aren't any real natural athletes really left in the world. So I think they should create medical treatment, make it regulated.
There's no natural athletes left in the world.
Man, very few. I mean, I in any sport, and the Olympics, you name it, you go down the line, man. If you're in the top 10 of the world in your discipline, your sport, you're taking something.
Allegedly.
I mean, Lance Armstrong. I mean,
allegedly.
All the top cyclists got popped. You know, how many football fighters? I mean, you name it. But there should be medical oversight so it's safe for all athletes, so they know their hormonal level, they know their balances, they know how much to take, that it comes from a pharmacy. Lance Armstrong got considered a cheater, but because he had a lab make something that was made just for him to perform optimally and recover optimally. That's like we go to GNC and buy crap that we have no idea the history, where it came from, the quality. Like, we have no idea what it does, and yet they sell it over the counter all day long everywhere, and it's okay. But you know, this guy has, like, the resources and money to have his own lab create supplements for his body in his sport. Why wouldn't that be amazing for all athletes?
I would assume that, A, not everybody can afford it, first and foremost. So that's not being even, being compatible.
But
so if you can afford it, but you the other guy can.
But Lance had the best team, the best athletes on his team to lead the way, for positioning. He had the best equipment to train with, the best gearing.
What's the object of being the rabbit? Seriously.
The best bike. I mean, he had the best everything.
He had the best rabbits.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be a rabbit on a bike team?
Because you're part of a winning team. Because you're part of.
Like, but you're not winning.
It's like why I'm a part of this show. Like,
well, you're not the rabbit. You're the anchor that's pulling this show down.
Well, I'm part of it.
Well, you are.
I'm attached to the hip.
Well, I don't know
But the seriousness is that it's going to happen in all sport. And if you wanted to level the playing field and you wanted to make it safe for all athletes, I would be an advocate. Just like Elias Diodoro was an advocate for medical marijuana, I'm an advocate for safe steroid usage under medical supervision to level the playing field and make everyone equal.
But you just said that you're going to shoot up for this grappling event against a non-shooting up athlete.
So well, we don't know. He doesn't shoot.
Oh, no, we don't.
I don't shoot them.
But you just said you were going to.
I'm going to. I have to go buy it, and I have to do a black market, and I have no idea where it comes from. I don't know if it's safe. But if I had a medical clinic and I could go and get it and be under supervision, I would absolutely do it safely.
But again, that's changing, you know, what you said. You said being equal. You are going to allegedly now take something that your opponent is not. So how is that equal?
Well, I could buy one for him and buy one for me, like a BOGO. If Pelvic started carrying steroids, we could get BOGOs and we could share them.
All right. You know, the best sound that I have ever heard is what I was just informed. This catastrophe is over.
Oh, catastrophe.
Caleb, where are you?
You don't think I have a valid point, though?
No.
In performance-enhancing drugs in all sport, you don't think there's a valid point that they need medical supervision?
They shouldn't be taking it.
But there's going to take it.
So it doesn't matter.
Because when you have that much money at stake and that much pride and a reputation online, they're going to do whatever it takes to win.
All right, and I have a lot of pride for our listeners, so I'm going to end this thing now because I'm done with you.
You say if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
Well, that's true.
And that's in all sport.
Well, that's true. All right, want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to thank our sponsors that makes Knockout Radio possible. That's 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll see everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump, his three adult children, and their company alleging business fraud.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
There will be consequences, says CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Alleging that he's been engaged in a massive fraud, falsely stating the value of his assets to banks and tax authorities, New York's attorney general seeks a judge's order stripping Donald Trump of his business certificates, banning him and three of his children from leading any New York company in the future, and getting him to pay $250 million in restitution. In his defense, the former president says the banks with which he's dealt were, quote, fully paid, made a lot of money, and never had a complaint about me.
Trump's attorneys called the charges political. Interest rates are going up.
Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed is raising its key interest rate by 0.75%.
With today's action, we have raised interest rates by 3 percentage points this year.
This is the third straight 0.75% increase, and Powell said more large rate hikes are coming.
We anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Analysts say the aggressive pace of rate hikes by the Fed is heightening the risk of a recession. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden holds back no words as he criticizes Russia's president over its war against Ukraine.
Let us speak plainly. A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
He also highlighted the consequences of the invasion for the world's food supply, while he pledged $2.9 billion in global food security aid to address shortages caused by the war and by climate change. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane is getting more time added to his sentence.
You are sentenced to 36 months in prison with credit for 31 days already served.
Lane previously pleaded guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. He's already serving time for violating Floyd's civil rights. Two other officers are slated to go on trial on state charges as well. The owner of some pro basketball teams is moving on.
Robert Sarver says he has started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. The move comes only 8 days after he was suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist speech and hostile behavior toward employees. He has owned the team since 2004.
CBS's Jim Krasula. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste. Plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over four decades.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tee off with On the Tee Florida, Saturdays from 11 to 12 on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. From PGA coverage to putt-putt prowess, On the Tee Florida is a PGA fan and a heck's perfect round of informative, humorous conversation and coverage. Every Saturday, talking golf in Tampa Bay and across the USA. Hit them straight with On the Tee Florida, brought to you by Coors Light, Saturdays from 11 to 12.
This is
the radio program
Spectrum 360.
This is Mark Skogman
and TK Weeks,
hosts of Spectrum 360 on the six stations of the Tantalk Radio Network. Spectrum 360 is a talk radio program that features politics, the arts, and popular culture from a progressive point of view. Spectrum 360 broadcasts for 1 hour weekly on Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time and anytime via webcast at spectrum360media.com. Remember, Spectrum 360, news, politics, and arts from a creative and progressive point of view.
We've got the world's finest music from yesterday and today right here at your radio station. It's the music of your life on the Tantalk Radio Network.